Declaration for Danny Seward, DANNY SEWARD, date of birth is 5/8/1958, date of accident is 9/27/2023, date of service is 4/2/2025. The patient presents Danny Seward for a follow visit on 4/2/2025. He has ongoing issues as a result of an accident that happened in 9/27/2023 when a semi tractor ran over his car, and he was a restaurant driver in this accident. The semi tractor was trying to make a left turn, wide left turn, and four of the wheels ran over his car. And the impact caused him severe headache, multiple episodes of TBI symptoms, which are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, painful TMJ, taste problem, smell problem. He also started having pain syndrome affecting neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 9 to 10, and pain in the left shoulder as a main issues. He had some radiating pain to the left buttock, left leg, off and on. The patient underwent several lumbar epidural injections, and he has recovered almost 70% because of the treatments that are afforded to him, from laser treatment, infrared treatment, physical therapy, chiropractic. He is able to work his full-time job nowadays. He recently walked too much due to the work issue, and then he started having some pain in the lower back, more intense than before. And he was supposed to work as an engineer in a muddy, marshy land, and because of the walking up and down and in rocky area, in these areas, up and down hills, he started having some pain. But there is no reticulopathy, no radiation. Lower back pain is described to be at 4, middle back and upper back pain is 1, neck pain is 6, headaches are reported to be 6. There is a pain in both the shoulders. The left shoulder is around 6, right shoulder is around 5. Overall, the pain varies from 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. And the patient does have a recovery up to 70% because of all the treatments. He is quite satisfied. Kindly review the record for the ADL for system review. For additional issues, as well as for medications, substance abuse, substance use, and compliance history. Physical examination is blood pressure is 137/95, pulse 98, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit. Dated March 5th, 2025, dictation number 0308-003. The medications are provided to the patient are Mobic 7.5 mg 2 times a day with food for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, S-Effex 20 mg twice a day for healing, stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 2 bottles are provided, 60 tablets for pain relief. Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, anxiety, and pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg provided for relief with the anxiety and panic. Neurontin 600 mg is provided 2 times a day for the radiculopathy and headaches. Furosemide are provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment is provided for the topical pain relief. In addition, patient is now discharged from physical therapy for having recovered maximally possible, and he is released to regular duty job with no restrictions. He is also advised an injection intra-articular to the left shoulder and left supraspinatus and left infraspinatus tendon injection based on the MRI findings. the procedure are done under that. The indications will be based on the MRI findings for the area of left shoulder. There is a supraspinatus tendinosis, tendinitis with intrasubstance partial thickness tear, and supraspinatus muscle strain, probably partial tear, infraspinatus tendinosis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, inferior labral tear, coracoacromial ligament strain, bone marrow edema in the humeral head. The injections are done according to protocol for the intra-articular injection of left shoulder. 5 cc's of dexamethasone with morphine was injected successfully. Entire needle was withdrawn, and the injection to the left supraspinatus tendon and left infraspinatus tendon was also done according to protocol. And the needle was withdrawn completely, and bandages were applied. Patient tolerated the procedure without any complication. Thank you. It will be seen in 30 days' time.